We've lasted this far. We may as well power through to the end of that stupid show, Married at First Sight. So let's talk about it.
Sometimes in life, the gods smile upon you, my friends.
You got that right.
My dingling!
TV Talk with Steve Mulk.
So, Mulky, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt and Lou.
Now, I ditched maths when they condoned cheating on your partner and actually rewarded it with allowing that horrid couple to stay together. But I did have to pick up last night just for a little bit of feel good because of what happened with cricketer and redhead. I don't know their names, but I love them.
Cam and Jules. Let's have a listen.
Jules.
Come on.
Will you marry me?
Yes. Of course I will.
Wait till the angel music. Here's the angel music, Lou.
It was beautiful.
Mulky, what do you think?
Oh, Mulky.
Stop it, you're crying.
Yes. My daughter Sabine and I were speaking in very high voices last night. Yes. We were so excited.
Just pulling it right back. Look, they obviously spent a buttload in making particularly Cam and Jules moment look stunning, like shots of her walking through this vine-covered forest.
Oh, it was magnificent.
Soft lenses.
She was ethereal. She looked like Aphrodite. It was incredible.
They absolutely looked incredible. The proposal was everything we expected. And then mass ended last night, which it didn't, because Dan and Jessica said, oh, will you be my bogan wife now?
Because that was the other payoff for me. I got to watch the Bogans looking less than spectacular and just looking like I still don't like them. So
yeah, didn't they look ordinary by comparison?
So ordinary. It was fantastic.
Mm. And even Dan's little, I don't like the way that we started out, and I think it was a bit unfair to Tamara. Yeah, bollocks, mate. If you actually
meant that, you wouldn't
be standing there, you rollicking jerk.
Hey, it continues, doesn't it? It's two couples every night or something like that. And then they're going to bring Innes back for a reunion.
No, I've had enough now. That was good. I got my payoff. I got a cricketer and redhead.
Lose out, Mulky.
Going to have babies together. It's beautiful.
I was out after last week. I only tuned in last night because I wanted to see how all of the relationship stuff ends. And, of course, we've got the reunion next Monday night.
Yeah, when Innes comes back. Hey, let's talk about more important things.
Yes,
this man was an absolute legend of Australian TV. He came over from England. He was on the Midday Show. I used to watch it religiously. I'm talking about Jeff Harvey. Here he is saying goodbye to Ray Martin.
The last 9 years have been the happiest of my life. They really have for all of us. You've made it all very, very easy.
Oh, he was a bloody legend, and he passed away, Malcolm.
Musical director.
Yeah, jazz trumpeter that fell into the opportunity to, you know, lead the orchestra on television for the Mike Walsh Show. He wrote the opening titles to, of course, The Sullivans, to A Current Affair, to Today, a whole bunch of stuff.
Amazingly talented man.
Prolific. He has a bar named after him, I think, in Berrima, where he and his wife live.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know that.
A phenomenal gentleman, as I understand it, and a larrikin to boot. Jeff Harvey will be long missed and certainly a memory of old school Aussie television.
Yeah, really lovely old school Aussie television. Just loved him.
That we'll never see again because we're all watching Married at First Sight. Steve Mulk, we can find out much more on that and what's going on Married at First Sight. Where, Steve?
You can find me punching myself in the face in a corner while watching Married at First Sight, or read the stuff that we do at tvblackbox.com.au, or subscribe in your podcast things to the TV Black Box podcast, where we go behind the scenes on all of these things and tell you just how desperately Nine want it to last for another 20 weeks.
Yes, that's right. Award-nominated podcast, I believe.
That is correct. The Australian Podcast Awards, we are nominated for Best Rubbish Podcast.
Well, Best Rubbish.
Oh, I love it.
You must
be so proud.
Look, I'd like to thank Mom and Jesus and God.
That's enough. Quick, get him off, Matt.
Steve Mulk, we'll catch you next week.
The playout music.